Okay, so everyone's talking about LLMs these days, right? Like ChatGPT. They seem to just get language.
It really is something else, isn't it? The way these LLMs can take in information and then turn around and generate text that seems like, well, like a human wrote it.
Yeah, and it's easy to get lost in just how impressive that is. But what's really interesting is how this all connects back to something that might seem like a totally different world, the semantic web. And get this, the whole thing hinges on something we use every single day, sentences.
Sentences, you're absolutely right. We get so caught up in the AI part, we forget that at its heart, it's all about understanding and processing information. And what's the foundation of information? Sentences. It's like these LLMs are cracking the code of human communication right there at its core.
So they're like, what, code breakers? But instead of secret messages, they're deciphering human language.
That's a great way to put it. But here's the thing, they're not really reading the way we do. It's more like they're building this massive, intricate map of
A
language.
map. Okay, now you've lost me.
Okay, so imagine picture words scattered across a map, right? And the words that are used in similar contexts, well, they're naturally going to cluster together. So you might have apple hanging out near fruit and sweet. But then it stumbles upon Apple Inc., and all of a sudden it shifts over closer to technology.
Oh, so it's like those interactive maps online where you can zoom in and out depending on what you're looking at.
Exactly. And we call these maps vector spaces. And they're built by analyzing huge, and I mean massive, amounts of text. LLMs break down these mountains of sentences into individual words, sometimes even just parts of words called tokens. And they're looking for patterns in how these words appear together. It's all about statistical likelihood, you see. Like they're trying to learn the rules of a language just by observing how often certain combinations occur.
So they're not really understanding the meaning, just how likely it is for words to show up together.
Yeah, it's a bit like those autocomplete features you see on your phone. They can guess the next word in your sentence because of what you've already typed, but that doesn't mean it understands what you're actually saying, right? And that's where the semantic web comes in.
Okay, hold on. Before we get to that, just want to make sure I'm following. So we've got these LLMs, they're deconstructing sentences, building these statistical maps of language. But how does that translate into something like, I don't know, writing a poem or answering a question?
It all boils down to patterns. Let's say an LLM comes across the phrase, the cat sat on the, well, because it's analyzed countless other sentences, it can make a pretty good guess about what that next word's gonna be. Something like mat, chair, maybe even keyboard, if it's feeling adventurous.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do they come up with something new, something creative, like a poem? That can't all be about predicting the next word, can it?
Good point. It's definitely more nuanced than that. Think of it like this. By analyzing all those sentences, they've internalized the rhythm, the structure, the feeling of language. So when you ask it to write a poem, it's not just spitting out statistically likely words, it's trying to mimic the patterns it's observed in other poems.
So it's like they've absorbed all these rules of language without even realizing it. But if they're just working with probabilities, doesn't that explain why they sometimes go completely off the rails, like when they generate those nonsensical responses?
Exactly. They're missing that deeper understanding, that nuance, that common sense that we humans bring to the table. They're great at mimicry, but not so great at true understanding.
And this is where I think that connection to the semantic web comes in, right? Because the semantic web is all about meaning.
You got it. LLMs excel at the statistical analysis of language, but the semantic web offers a way to ground that language in a structured, interconnected web of facts. We're talking about moving beyond the probability of words appearing together to a real understanding of relationships and meaning.
Okay, now you've got me hooked. So tell me, how does this semantic web actually work? What's this other way of organizing information all about?
Well, the semantic web you see is also about breaking down information, but instead of focusing on just the words themselves,
What?
it's more interested in how things are related. It uses something called RDF, which stands for Resource Description Framework, and
RDF.
yeah.
Okay, Resource Description Framework. Sounds kind of complicated, but you were saying it's about breaking down information. So how's that work?
Relationships, that's the key here. See, RDF helps us show how things are connected instead of just looking at words one by one. It's like we're building this giant web of knowledge and everything's linked together.
A giant web of knowledge. I
Yeah.
like the sound of that. But can you give me an example? Like, how would you actually describe something using this RDF?
Sure. Let's take the Eiffel Tower. Everyone knows the Eiffel Tower, right?
Yeah, good example.
So in RDF, we'd express it as a triple, subject, predicate, object. So it would be like Eiffel Tower, that's our subject.
Okay, makes sense.
Then we have is located in, that's the predicate, the relationship. And finally, Paris, That's our object.
Eiffel Tower is located in Paris. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward. But how's that any different from just writing a regular sentence? I mean, I could have said that, right?
Ah, but here's the cool part. In RDF, each piece of that, triple the subject, the predicate, even the object, can actually be identified by a unique web address, a URI.
A URI, like a URL. So instead of just saying Eiffel Tower, we'd have this, like, specific web address that points right to it.
Exactly. It's like giving every single thing its own special ID on the internet. Every concept, every place, every person. And here's where it gets even cooler. URIs can be hyperlinks.
Hyperlinks, okay.
Yeah, so you could click on the URI for Eiffel Tower and instantly access a whole bunch more information about it.
Wait, so it's like those clickable links you see on Wikipedia, but on a massive scale. You click one link and it's like falling down a rabbit hole of information.
That's a great way to think about it. And it's not just about us clicking links. It's about computers being able to understand these connections. With RDF, we're creating a structured way for computers to understand information that's a lot closer to how we think about relationships.
I'm starting to see the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
So we've got LLMs analyzing all these sentences, breaking them down into those statistical maps you were talking about. And then you've got the semantic web with RDF building this web of interconnected information, all linked together through URIs.
You've got it. Two different approaches to understanding information. On one hand, you have LLMs analyzing language statistically, and on the other, you have the semantic web building this structured, machine-readable knowledge representation.
Okay, see where you're going with this. We've got LLMs and their statistical understanding of language, and then we've got this RDS structure, which is all about relationships. Seems like these two things could work really well together, huh?
Exactly. And that's where things start to get really interesting. Just imagine combining the fluency and generative power of LLMs with the factual grounding of the semantic web.
Okay, so we've got LLMs building these maps of language from all the sentences they've analyzed, and the semantic web with this structure of interconnected facts. It feels like something big is happening here.
I think so, too. What if you could take the fluency of LLMs and combine it with that grounding in facts that you get with the semantic web? It'd be like giving an LLM a key to unlock this huge well of verified information.
So instead of just trying to predict the next word, an LLM could tap into the semantic web and actually know things for sure.
You got it. Remember those URIs we were talking about? So imagine an LLM comes across the phrase Eiffel Tower, but this time, instead of just relying on statistics, it can directly access the URI for the Eiffel Tower and pull up all this amazing structured information right from the semantic web.
Wow, it would be like having a superpower.
I know, right? Think about what that could mean for something like online searches. What if your search engine didn't just give you a bunch of links, but could actually understand your question and give you a real answer by drawing on this huge interconnected network of knowledge?
We're talking about next level accuracy and insight here.
Absolutely. And it's not just about getting things right. It's about AI that can actually tell you why it thinks that way. It could give you sources, maybe even point out if there are different opinions on something.
It's like these LLMs wouldn't just be smarter, they'd be more transparent, more accountable.
Exactly. And that's so important if we want people to trust AI, right? We need to move away from the black box idea of AI and get to a place where these systems can explain themselves and help us deal with all this information in a way that makes sense.
It's really amazing when you think about it. We started with LLMs analyzing sentences and breaking them down in this statistical way.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about them actually understanding the meaning behind the words and how everything is connected, all because of this link to the semantic web.
And the best part is that we're only just scratching the surface here. As LLMs keep getting more advanced and the semantic web grows, the possibilities for how we use and understand information are going to be incredible.
It's exciting to think about the potential, right? Not just for technology, but for everything. Education, healthcare, how we tackle big global problems. It's like we're moving towards a future where AI isn't just processing information, it's helping us make sense of the world.
And that's a future worth working towards.
Absolutely. Well, this deep dive has given me a lot to think about, that's for sure. Until next time.